This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Kotato, good evening. Hi.
Good evening. Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And also good evening to your listeners as well.
Wonderful. Now, I do believe that the CompCom has recommended that the takeover of a container group by a subsidiary of Grindrod, a JSE-listed company, not go through there. Let's maybe get the ins and outs of the deal. What is the substance of it?
So by way of background, this is a merger involving two companies that play a key role in the logistics sector. So they store empty containers for shipping lines. So the markets that we looked at, it's Johannesburg and Durban, given that's where these two companies operate. What we found, as you put it, that ultimately informed our decision to not approve this transaction as one, is that in Johannesburg, it's only the two merging parties that offer a comprehensive services. So there's quite a few other alternatives that provide storage, handling, and repair services for empty containers. However, in Durban, there's only two, Johannesburg, that offer this comprehensive services, which is essential for shipping liners, which are the customers. So virtually in Johannesburg, this transaction will result in there being one service provider that has a comprehensive offering. So competition will be completely removed there. And then in Durban, the commission's investigation has found that only three of these independent depot operators or service providers offer a comprehensive services as required by the shipping lines. So the issue there is that the transaction will result in there only being two. So the transaction will likely result in a significant reduction in competition, which could ultimately result in price hikes. So that's the gist of what informed our decision to not approve the transaction.
And of course, one that I am wondering here, Kotato, there is absolutely no post-deal recommendations that can be made to remedy all of this, right? It's just not possible, because often that's what the Competition Commission does. It might, let a deal go through and set a certain, conditions, a precedent. That's not the case here.
So, yeah, we do, in some instances, engage with parties to maybe determine what could allay concerns, and then ultimately we could approve that transaction subject to those conditions. But here we haven't found common ground, so that's partly why ultimately it was prohibited. But it's just a recommendation, so just to highlight that it's just a recommendation. The tribunal will have the final say on whether or not it goes through.
Yeah, I think that's something that's maybe worth touching on here. Competition Commission recommendations, when are they binding? When are they not?
So if it's an intermediate merger, so we do sort of like have the power to approve or approve with conditions or prohibit, but it can go to the tribunal under consideration. So if it's a large merger, which is the case here, so we merely provide a recommendation to the tribunal, which will then either agree with us or approve with conditions.
Then I must ask you about small players here, and even the opportunity for small players to be open to the sector. Of course, based on these recommendations, you also try to protect that ability. But this obviously is an industry that is just largely untapped, considering how this deal could affect the dynamics and how material that impact would be.
So for small players, there's sort of like two tiers of suppliers in this market. So I'd say the first tier, it's those service providers that have a full or comprehensive service offering. So these are the merging parties, and significantly few other alternatives. So like I mentioned earlier, there's no alternative that has a full comprehensive service offering in Joburg, and there's like one that can really compete with emerging parties. But there are other smaller ones which have these limitations to service these large shipping lines. Mm. So the impact there is that ultimately this transaction could like undermine their ability to compete there, for one, because the merging parties and very few of the others have the capabilities to service these large shipping lines. And the other thing is that the shipping lines already prefer these depots that have a full or comprehensive service offering. So the transaction could undermine their ability to compete. So there are some that came before us during our third-party consultations, and they've voiced these concerns. Then the other issue that we had with the transaction was that ultimately it could result in price hikes, and these price hikes will affect shipping lines, and they ultimately could pass on those costs to third parties. So it could affect you and me as the end consumer. It could affect the logistics value chain as a whole. So it could have a ripple effect, ultimately, a negative ripple effect, ultimately, in the logistics value chain. And as we also canvassed in our recommendations, is that there's a significant amount of economic activity that depends on the logistics value chain. So that's partly what we found.
Well, thank you for taking us through this one. Very interesting indeed, but also fascinating just to understand what some of the considerations that the commission would have made in this regard. Thank you so much, Kutato Kowal.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. That's Kutato Hobe, analyst of mergers in the mergers division out at the Competition Commission.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.